Hi, new mamas and papas. I recommend that you listen to this brief section on how to use this meditation with your baby the first time you use this CD. After hearing it once, you may just want to skip to the next track. However, you may find it useful to return to this section once in a while, especially if you find yourself challenged or frustrated by the meditation. No one could have prepared us for the feelings of love and joy that our babies can bring us. In the same way, no one could have ever prepared us for the extreme challenges that having a baby brings. Once our baby arrives, we can get so focused on our baby's needs that we can often feel swept away, losing our connection with ourselves and our ground. This can lead to feelings of overwhelm, helplessness, resentment, confusion, feelings of isolation, even grief. At times, finding ourselves in tears over the seemingly smallest things. In addition to this monumental change in our focus, we are also undergoing a major identity shift. We may feel like we are not the same person as we were before having a baby. We may be surprised to find ourselves having thoughts or acting in ways we never did before our baby came along. This meditation is designed to be of practical use to you in your daily life with your baby. It's unlikely that you have much time, if any, to sit quietly by yourself uninterrupted for a long period of time. As life with a baby always brings demands, I invite you to continue to listen and follow my words as best as you can. There will be times when this is easier to do and times when it will be more difficult. If your baby is crying or fussy, rather than thinking of it as a distraction, use it as an opportunity to practice present moment awareness, to practice remaining centered, staying in contact with yourself in the midst of chaos. Invite all of it to be a part of your practice. The diapering, the crying, the walking, the rocking, the joy and connection, the frustration, the love, the peacefulness, the feelings of helplessness. Let it all be what it is. The important thing will be to use the guided meditation to bring yourself in contact with how you are responding to each moment as it unfolds. Do you tighten your shoulders or clench your jaw? Do you tell yourself you should be able to do things differently than you are? The more you know about yourself and your automatic reactions, the more choice you will have in how you want to respond to the moment as it unfolds. With practice, you can begin to cultivate the ability to do more than one thing at once, to pay attention to your experience as you tend to your baby's needs, and to notice the effect you have on one another. I invite you to grow your compassion for yourself during this transformational time. Set up your space before you begin, arranging anything you need to get comfortable. Now let's begin.